SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Although he will not face charges for the improper storage and dissemination of classified documents while he was a private citizen, President Biden isn't happy. He's lashing out at Special Counsel Robert Hur for characterizing him as an elderly man with a poor memory.
My memory is fine. My memory, take a look at what I've done since I've become president. None of you thought I could pass any of the things I got passed. How'd that happen? You know, I guess I just forgot what was going on.
Former President Trump writes, a double standard here should never cease to amaze us, adding the swamp will take care of Biden and try to put Trump away in prison for 700 years. In Nevada and the U.S. Virgin Islands, it's Trump all the way, the former president winning the Nevada and Virgin Islands Republican caucuses. Also at SRNNews.com, following oral arguments, the Supreme Court is now considering Mr. Trump's quest to remain on state primary ballots, including the Colorado ballot.
Trump attorney Jonathan Mitchell argued that the 14th Amendment does not apply in this case.
A state cannot exclude any candidate for federal office from the ballot on account of Section 3.
Section 3 is referred to as the Insurrection Clause, and attorney Jason Murray, representing Colorado voters, focused on the former president's actions.
By engaging in insurrection against the Constitution, President Trump disqualified himself from public office.
With Colorado's primary scheduled for March 5th, the High Court has signaled it will try to act quickly. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Mr. Trump has not been charged with insurrection. The National Weather Service confirming the first ever February tornado in Wisconsin. The tornado spotted yesterday just south of Madison. About 25 buildings, power lines, or other structures were damaged. On Wall Street, the Dow down 32 points. This is SRN News. Concerns being raised about one of America's favorite cookies.
The National Legal and Policy Center says Oreo has close ties to the LGBT pressure group PFLAG, which promotes graphic homosexual books for small children in the public schools. The NLPC report comes days before Oreo unveils its first Super Bowl ad in 10 years. Oreo is owned by the giant food conglomerate Mondelez International, which also produces Chips Ahoy, Ritz, Triscuits, and Sour Patch Kids. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine's administration is backing off its plans to impose rules that some say would have restricted sex change operations for adults in a way that no other state has. The rules proposed by two state departments would have required that patients under 21 receive at least 6 months of counseling before starting hormone treatment or undergoing a sex change operation. This is SRN News. Cleanups underway following this week's freight train mishap about 20 miles northeast of Albany, New York. A couple of rail cars wound up in the drink.
The cars were carrying plastic pellets and cooking oil when they derailed. They were part of a 94-car train operated by Berkshire and Eastern Railroad. The incident happened in New York State in the village of Valley Falls late Wednesday evening. Two of those cars ended up in a river. No injuries have been reported and no hazardous materials were involved. Part of the state route in the area is closed now. This accident is the second derailment in the region in 6 months. In August last year, 17 cars of a CSX freight train derailed northwest of Albany. That disrupted Amtrak services and prompted road closures. I'm Haya Panjwani.
A new APNORC poll finds most Americans think air travel is generally safe in the U.S. About 7 in 10 say planes are very or somewhat safe as a method of travel. More details at srnnews.com.